Good morning. When I got this call last week for the stewardship minute, I said, how hard would that be? A minute? A lot of you out there know me. They said, well, there's no way you can do it in a minute. And it is pretty tough. I thought I was all had it all ready to go last night, and I was kind of reading it out loud, and boy, it just didn't sound like me. It sounded like a lecture, and I know that's not what you want to hear. You get to hear that gentleman over there on lectures and things like that. So I went a different route, and plus I kept hearing this little voice behind me saying, that's not very good. That's not very good. And I was agreeing, and I'm thinking it's the devil speaking to me. I turn around, it's Debbie. It's not very good. So, you know, I had trouble sleeping. I woke up early this morning, and I just started writing, and I just kind of asked God. I said, God, tell me what to say. I'm just speaking through God today. So I just said, stewardship. What is stewardship to me? And I hope some of you have the same idea of that. You know, stewardship to me is what I do with what I have. It's using the gifts that God has given us to do the work that God has called us to do. So what is your gift or what is your talent? It might be singing in the choir, playing the piano, playing some type of musical instrument. It might be cooking like they're doing downstairs for us Methodists that like to eat a lot. We have a lot of potluck dinners, it seems like. Mission work. I know a lot of us go on mission works and things like that. Or is it giving money for all the many needs that we have here at this church? I was asked, why did you join First Church? You know, that's a good question. You know, I don't know. I was asked. Hazel Height asked 22 years ago when she's showing us around. We were new to the area. And she says, do you have a church home? Well, we went to an independent Christian church in Adrian. And, you know, you try all the churches out. And, man, I tell you what, I kind of liked what I saw here. My boys, we had a first grader and a fifth grader. And that was probably the real reason is a youth group. And it's like it is right now, thanks to that young lady over there. So I appreciate the youth. I think that's my passion, too, is youth. I even help with VBS. I don't think I asked that. Maybe that's your passion, you know. I've been the puppet I don't know how many years. Finally, this year I didn't, but she keeps asking me to do that. Or is it the fellowship? That's my fix. I enjoy coming here every Sunday and listen to the music, the sermon, and visiting with people. That's where I get my fix every Sunday. So I hope you all feel the same way. And who could forget, we got to be in the not-so-newlywed game, my word, downstairs, you know, that was worth being a member of this church just to do that. And then, of course, all the dinners, what? The pie in the face, right? You know, commitment, total commitment, radical commitment, I believe is what it is. And, of course, the dinners, you know, we're having the lunch bunch. I was telling somebody I weighed 150 pounds when I moved here 22 years ago, and I won't tell you what I weigh now, so, you know, there's always that. Seriously, where's your heart? That's what I think God is asking in stewardship. Where's your heart? Where's your passion? You know, God is not after our money. It's really His money in the first place. You know, He's simply after our hearts. You know, in Matthew 6:21. It states, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if you look real close at people, you can really tell where their heart is. You know, so I start thinking about this. I start talking to Debbie. I says, you know, we give our 10%, a little bit more. I said, we could do more than that. And the other day I said, you know what? I got my check last week from the school, and I says, I went over at the local bank, and I signed the back of it and came over here. I cashed that, and I stood right here, and I said, Lord, it's His anyway. I says, I'm giving it all to You. I'm just going to throw it up there, and You just take what You need. Thank you. I was hoping somebody would get that. That's right. You guessed it. You know, He just let it all fall down here on the floor. Now, Eric was down trying to get it, you know, for the... but seriously... I think what He's telling me. He says, you know, you're a good steward of money. Use it where it's needed. And that's what I also heard him say this: all that we are and all that we have are gifts from God. Be a good steward. And that's what this is all about. In closing, remember this little saying. If you don't remember anything else I say today, remember this: do your giving while you're living, so you're knowing where it's going. Thank you, and have a good lunch.